and welcome to Britain's flagship science programme, QL Science, where every week we conclusively demonstrate the difference between correlation and causation. And tonight, as part of our series exploring the wide variety of careers available to young British scientists, we are joined by one such young dynamic scientist, someone from whom we are bound to hear a lot more in the years to come. I refer to our special guest, Dr. Poppy Zeitgeist of the Mount McCabe Space Science Institute. Dr. Zeitgeist, it's truly wonderful to have you here.
Are we starting now?
Yes, Dr. Zeitgeist, we are live on the air.
Oh, speaking to the millions, I suppose.
Well, perhaps not millions.
Oh, of course, of course.
So, please, in your own time, tell us something about yourself.
Well, my full name is Dr. Poppy Penelope Ann Zeitgeist, and I have a first-class honours in theoretical astrophysics from Cambridge and a PhD in astrobiology from Edinburgh. I suppose you could say that I'm a physicist with an interest in alien life forms. Not that such things exist, of course. Well, not round these parts.
So, you have an interest in alien life forms, but you don't really think they exist? Isn't that a bit odd?
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, they might exist, you know, elsewhere in the universe. I mean, it's almost certain that they do, because most stars do seem to have planets. And it's an awfully big universe. An awfully big, cold, unfriendly universe.
Are you all right, Dr. Zeitgeist?
What? Yes. I was just thinking of all those lonely planets scattered across the vast void of space, unable to reach out to each other. If only they could just communicate.
Of course, interstellar communication is limited by the finite nature of the speed of light.
Well, yes, obviously.
And the impossibility of practical interstellar travel on realistic timescales is an inevitable consequence of our living in an Einsteinian universe.
Yes, but it just all seems so tragic. Can we talk about something else, please?
Yes, of course. Well, perhaps you would like to give us some insight into some of the more exciting research programmes being carried out at Mount McCabe.
Oh, well, it can be quite difficult to characterise the work we do at Mount McCabe, especially in a way that would seem to make sense to the taxpayer. A lot of what we do is hard to describe, or sometimes even justify in everyday language.
Well, do give it a try.
I think most people probably don't realise, in fact, can't even begin to grasp how vitally important the work of Mount McCabe is to the development of the critical infrastructure that will be essential for the future growth of the UK's national science base.
Well, that was interesting, if not exactly illuminating. And would you describe the work of Mount McCabe as representing a paradigm shift in the way we approach science in this country?
Yes, I would.
Yes, somehow I thought you might. And do you have any other insights into the future development of the UK's science infrastructure?
Yes, absolutely. We should stop doing experiments on animals, especially rabbits. At Mount McCabe, we don't do any experiments that in any way involve rabbits, and I don't see why anyone else should need to either.
But Dr. Zeitgeist, Mount McCabe is an astronomical observatory. Why would you be doing experiments on rabbits?
No, I just told you, we're not.
So you're denying that the Mount McCabe Space Science Institute is involved in any research programmes that involve experimentation on rabbits?
Wait, what? Yes, of course I am.
So exactly what kind of experiments would an astronomical observatory be carrying out on live rabbits?
None. I just said that.
So you are categorically denying the existence of rabbit-based experiments at Mount McCabe?
Yes, of course I am.
I see. What exactly do you have to hide, Dr. Zeitgeist?
Nothing at all.
Ha! Methinks the lady doth protesteth too much.
No, I'm not. It's just...
Well, that's all we have time for this week. But next week, Hopefully, we'll have a whole program dedicated to answering the question that everyone will now be asking. What's really going on at Mount McCabre?
Oh dear, I don't think I'll ever be any good at this.